Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, June 15th. Grey Bruce OPP say they are investigating a weapons-related incident. Police say they were called at about 3:30 Tuesday morning to an incident at a local business located on Highways 6 and 10 in the township of Chatsworth. OPP say the suspects fled the scene before officers arrived. The Grey Bruce OPP Major Crime Unit is continuing the investigation. Police have not provided details about the incident, but say there were no reported injuries and add investigators believe it to be an isolated incident. Owen Sound is moving ahead with further reconstruction of a busy route in the city's East End. City Council approved a recommendation at its meeting Monday to award a $981,000 contract to EC King Contracting for the second phase of the 16th Street East Rehabilitation Project, which will include the reconstruction of the road and replacement of water mains between 16th and 18th Avenues East. More than $800,000 of the contract cost is water infrastructure related and will be funded by water rates. Councillor Scott Gregg.
It is necessary to be done. It's unfortunate that the water component is that much over. However, this is certainly identified by engineering services as a required replacement.
The construction of 16th Street East was identified as a priority project in Owen Sound as it serves as a main arterial route. The owners of Port Elgin's Tim Hortons franchise and the owners of Nickel Insurance have each made $20,000 donations to the Lamont Sports Park Illuminating Dreams campaign. The donations entitle both companies to banner hanging rights at the park for 10 years. Their names will also go up on the park's lifetime donor board. Tim's franchise owner Dave Falconer says he and his wife Linda are more than pleased to contribute to the Lamont Sports Park, saying they want to give back to the community. Tim Nickel, CEO of Nickel Insurance, says he's very grateful to have the support of the community, and with that comes a responsibility to give that support back. The fundraising campaign seeks to raise money for the construction of the Sports Park Phase 2. This includes two youth baseball diamonds and an accessible playground. The new construction will add to the four baseball diamonds built in Phase 1. Kincardine says it has experienced an act of vandalism along the shore allowance just south of Birchwood Avenue. It says signage has been removed and cedar trees have been displaced. The municipality says the OPP have been notified and staff are working to address the situation. Doug Ford will announce his cabinet by the end of the month. The Canadian Press is reporting the recently re-elected Ontario Premier will reveal his hand-picked cabinet that he says will help steer his agenda. According to reports, discussions about cabinet picks have yet to take place. Toronto police issued a public apology today after a review of their arrest history from a couple of years ago. The review looked at data from more than 86,000 interactions Toronto police had with members of the public in 2020. It found people of color were 20 to 60% overrepresented among those who faced violence when interacting with its officers. Toronto Police Chief James Raymer spoke during a press conference this morning, apologizing for what he called systematic discrimination. In sports, the Stanley Cup Final begins tonight. The Colorado Avalanche host the Tampa Bay Lightning at 8 o'clock. An hour before that, at 7 o'clock tonight in Hamilton, the seventh and deciding game in the Ontario Hockey League Championship Series will be staged. The Bulldogs meet the Windsor Spitfires, with the winner tonight earning a berth to the Memorial Cup next week at St. John. In tennis today, in Germany, Bianca Andreescu lost in three lengthy sets to Karolina Pliskova. In men's tennis, Felix Auger-Aliassime won his match against Mackenzie McDonald. And in London, Denis Shapovalov was defeated in three sets by Tommy Paul. It's game three for the Toronto Blue Jays in their series against Baltimore tonight. The teams have split the opening two matches. And there's Wednesday night Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball in Port Elgin this evening. The Diamond Devils are scheduled to meet Nawash at 7 o'clock. There's always more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.